Hello, everybody. Well, first of all, I have a mea culpa. I haven't done the week ahead forecast video yet this week, and it's already Wednesday. And in my defense, this Aquarius new moon is opposing my natal Uranus as I approach the third exact pass of my Uranus square, and Pluto at zero Aquarius is aspecting my Mercury. And anyway, my ADD is off the charts, and somehow it got to Wednesday and I had not done the week ahead. Oh, excuse me. No, I don't know what that is. Anyway, oh, life, astrology in action. And we only get a Uranus square every, we get one at age 21 and one at age 63, and mine's finishing as I'm 64. And you get the Uranus opposition at 42. Well, this Uranus square has been amazing in many ways, but oh my God, it's so erratic. And so am I some of the time. And this new moon is just making it kind of heightened. Okay. So let's look at the rest of the week ahead. So I'm recording this on February the 7th. So let me share the chart. All right, here we go. So this is February the 7th in Washington, D.C. So I'm just going to look at the rest of the day for this. Yeah, I did do it in my Substack blog already. I did do some writing. But, to add to this erratic energy, we also have Venus is over here, and the moon together are trining Uranus. And as we approach the new moon, and the sun is today exactly squaring Uranus, because the new moon will square Uranus to a degree. So we've got the moon, which is our emotions, and we've got Venus, which is our values, our love nature, but also our creativity in Capricorn, with Uranus going shake things up a little bit. And the sun in Uranus ruled Aquarius, if you're using modern rulerships, is also squaring Uranus. So is it kind of any wonder that I kind of did not get to the week ahead forecast? But the one of the most beautiful things that's happening now is this gorgeous Earth grand trine with Venus and the moon involved to Uranus in Taurus and Juno, the sacred contracts asteroid in Virgo. This, to my mind, is giving us the ability to really get grounded in reality. And one thing that came up for me today as I was tuning into this, because, Uranus square, ideas overload, aha moments and things, is a podcast that somebody sent me about transhumanism and the dangers of it, and how a lot of Silicon Valley kind of types who are interested in this kind of moving our consciousness into machines are taking massive amounts of psychedelics. This seems very Aquarius to me, and very now I'm a fan of psychedelics properly regulated and used well for therapy. Okay. Therapeutically, apparently they are amazing. Some people can take them and just have a magical time as well. Ask me how I know. But you can also think that you are really accessing the mind of God and get a God complex if you are not in a right place. Now, I did actually listen to a book. Oh, no, I'm not going to. It was a there was a book about this guy who took many, many psychedelic experiences, intense ones, and it was off the charts. Now, I've known many people have like kind of psychotic breaks with through doing too many psychedelics. It's almost like you get this God complex, and I guess maybe if it's in the person already, but all these people that are kind of coming out with a lot of this technology, which some of it could really help people, but some of it's really scary, and these people are taking a lot of psychedelics. Anyway, the podcast, if you want to know what it's called, I haven't finished listening to it yet, but it's this woman who's done a lot of research, a big research paper. It's called The Influence Continuum with Dr. Stephen Hassan. He interviewed this woman who, and it was on his February the 5th podcast. So if you want to go and listen to it, it's interesting stuff. But this is what reminds me of this energy today, like these sudden awarenesses and the sun square to Uranus as we approach a new moon square to Uranus is really kind of like bringing things to light, quite shocking things and shocking awarenesses and so on. But my thought is as well that we have this beautiful Earth Grand Trine. Is that really we are not being called to go off and create these consciousness, the consciousness in a machine and exist on other planets and whatever their ideas are for transhumanism. We are meant to be saving our own home and how we live on this earth. And this is this Earth Grand Trine. So maybe this podcast and the interviews like that are coming into our awareness to say, hey, this is not cool. This is not the right way to use it. Now, I'm not saying give up on everything like this. You know, if a brain implant, for example, can help a blind person see, maybe that's a good use. But who's going to control this? There should not be people taking masses of psychedelics in control of this. And allegedly, people like Musk do that. So anyway, there's my rant for today. So let's move on to February the 8th, right? So I'm going to just change this to February the 8th at 12:01 a.m. And we're going to move through the rest of the week. But honestly, it's a really interesting podcast. And it was made by a woman who actually thinks, psychedelics have a good therapeutic kind of role, if you like, that they could be used really well. All right, so let's move into tomorrow. Now, the other thing that's happening is that early tomorrow, very early tomorrow, one of the first things, well, first of all, we get the moon conjunct Mars, and this is in a square to Eris. So this is going to shake things up a little bit. With Uranus and Mars and Eris involved, even though we've got a solid Capricorn moon, if you're impacted by this moon, as I am, you might be feeling very erratic and very jittery. And believe me, I've been doing all my tools to kind of get grounded and stay, solid. And I keep going for walks and so on. And I do the breathing and I do things like that. But my system feels overloaded, shall we say, or overwrought or something, a little bit. I've got a lot of tools to calm it down. But really, you do need to ground in this energy, even if you're not affected by 19 Taurus and around 1920 Aquarius as well, like I am. But anyway, the Moon and Mars will meet early tomorrow, and they are really still in square to Eris. The truth teller, who some people call hate. I'm not so sure of that. But anyway, later on in the morning, the moon will move into Aquarius and we start heading towards the new moon, which is actually on February the 9th in the afternoon in Eastern time. So but the moon will of course immediately meet Pluto that day. And the moon Pluto conjunction is kind of going to reveal a lot of this initial shadow of Pluto in Aquarius and what we really need to look at. So that's going to be a very interesting shift. The other things that are coming up on February the 8th is then that the moon will catch up to Mercury, which just moved into Aquarius. And that's erratic mind as well. You know, Mercury in Aquarius is innovative ideas, but combined with all the other kind of jittery, restless, revolutionary energy, everything, to me anyway, it really feels very jittery right now. Some of it's quite exciting. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that, it's all awful, but it's very erratic. And you might be having a lot of ideas, but find it hard to kind of settle and really kind of focus. If there are any places that or activities that really help you to tune in and really settle down and focus, the breathing, the walking. I'm in a writing community that does these silent writing sessions. That's a good idea too. Because there's something about being in that community where everybody kind of connected with each other and you actually kind of focus and get some of that work done. But you can see that this grand trine is still active into Thursday. So I'm not going to say any more about that. The moon moves its way through Aquarius over Caraclo, the grace spinner. Over Circe, the sorceress, and then meets the sun at 18 degrees, 54 minutes Aquarius. And that is a big new moon. I have talked about it. I did a whole podcast on it, but just briefly, it's really big because it's squaring Uranus, which is the modern ruler of Aquarius. And Saturn, the traditional ruler of Aquarius, is in Pisces and just leaving the shadow of its last retrograde. Now that can help us tune into nature, to spirit, to creativity, to help us settle down. But it is rather an electric new moon, shall we say. And because it's a new moon and we're in the no moon phase, the dark moon phase, a lot of it's like electric currents going through the body. It can be exciting or unsettling, whichever way. And then after the new moon, the moon will move on and will come up and trine Vesta, which is stationing direct, as I said. And interesting, I thought she'd already stationed direct. Might need to go and look at that in a minute. But anyway, the moon will come up and trine Vesta, the focus and commitment asteroid and changing perspectives. I think there's going to be a lot of kind of jolts to the system on this new moon, right through this, that are kind of saying, wake up, smell the coffee, this is not the way to go, kind of thing, and so on and so forth. And then the moon will sextile Eris while still in Aquarius. But then let's move to, that was the ninth. That's why. Ah, that's because I did not change the date. Let's move forward a day. I was like, what's going on? Vesta's now direct, as you can see. And I talked about all those aspects. There's the moon coming up to the new moon. And after the new moon, as I said, the moon will trine Vesta, now stationed direct, now moving forward. But Vesta, the inner flame, is saying the answers are all within. Change your perspective. Focus on that inner flame within for your answers rather than you can bounce things off people, but your knowing is deep within. Okay. And then let's move on to The 10th. You can see I'm a bit all over the place, and that's okay. Luckily, we don't have these Uranus squares very often. So, and with a new moon activating it. So, into Friday, Saturday, sorry, Saturday the 10th, the biggest aspect of the day is that Mercury whizzing through the sign of Aquarius now. Mercury comes up and squares Jupiter. And that's some big and innovative ideas building on the new moon. So, whatever, even if it feels like this jittery, restless, kind of rebellious kind of electricity coursing through your body, the ideas are going to be off the charts. Now, that's great if you are a pretty healthy and grounded person generally, or tuning into that lovely Earth Grand Trine that I showed you. But if you are a bit of, maybe a narcissist or a megalomaniac, then that's when things can go wrong. Now, things are going to emerge from this new moon, I think. I was thinking about AI as a result of listening to that podcast. I played with ChatGPT, I played with Midjourney at first. And I could see it's got some uses, but I found it just sounded like ChatGPT. It just, no matter what I put in, and then I could start to see what people were putting out there kind of sounded very the same and things. It all sounds very robotic. Now, does that mean it won't grow or that there might not be good uses for it? But we are getting used to this. But a lot of people have tried these things out. And I'm not talking about the people who go, I don't like change. I don't want to try anything. And have found it, not that useful. Can't replace a human being. Unfortunately, there's the other way. And this is that kind of erratic energy. Some will kind of go off the charts with it. Uranus is very radical, but it's very radical in both ways, if you like. So you might be making personal radical change, and we might see some great radical change out in the world. Like, that surprise judgment saying that Trump was not, does not have immunity, which was apparently such a great judgment. That addressed all their arguments. Hopefully, the Supreme Court won't even hear it. I don't know. I haven't even seen the news today as to what they're saying. But you can see that, people's decisions are all over the place. Uranus is expect the unexpected. And for the rest of this week, really, everything is aspecting Uranus. And the nodes are around the same degree as Uranus, too. So, it's a very, very erratic week. Either way, surprises, good surprises, not good surprises. So then on to the 10th. The moon finishes up the journey in Aquarius. There was the Mercury square to Jupiter, which it adds to the kind of big ideas, which can also be a little bit megalomaniac-ish or just wonderful insights and ahas, depending on kind of where you are at. And then as we move through the day, because that Mercury square Jupiter is at 7:44 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, the moon moves into Pisces at 8:42 a.m. And that can be very confusing and nebulous and dreamy, but also very creative. And throughout the day, the moon will sextile Ceres in Capricorn, will square Pallas Athena in Sagittarius, will oppose Hecate, and make a couple of other aspects. But the biggest aspect on Saturday is that the moon will catch up to Saturn again, the first time since Saturn was retrograde. And we are really kind of tuning into surrendering and letting go of these limiting beliefs, and also to kind of creating some structure around what we have faith in and what we believe in and what we trust and what we surrender to. And you know, I'm quite liking Saturn in Pisces for that personally. Okay, so on to Sunday. And I can promise you, because I know the astrologies, that after this new moon gains light, this jitteriness will calm down for me because it's just all hitting my chart at the moment. So anyway, so into Sunday the 11th. And then we'll look into Monday morning, and then I will leave you. So on the big thing, so you can see we've got the moon in Pisces on Sunday. So that dreamy, creative, get out in nature, perhaps have a bit of a lazy day would be quite nice with the moon in Pisces. And perhaps spend time just either wandering in nature or lying on the couch dreaming or watching something fantasy or reading something wonderfully fantastical. But the moon will, let's see if it makes any major aspects. Well, the moon will oppose Juno and sextile Uranus and then sextile Venus. So it will activate that Earth Grand Trine as it breaks up a little bit. But the biggest thing on Sunday is happening at 10:39 a.m. is that Sedna, who's not here. I forgot to put her back in. Sedna will station direct at 10:39 a.m. And that's her last station in Taurus before she gets into Gemini completely for the first time in over 11,000 years. And it's at one of those critical anaretic degrees. And that is a pretty powerful station. It's her last journey in there. And basically, it's kind of this shit or get off the pot energy. It's saying, you know, if you don't all pull together and really get on the same page, then we're done, kind of thing. So this is a big wake-up call for humanity in many ways. And then right after that, as the moon's in Pisces, the moon catches up to Nessus, which has been Nessus has been revealing all this generational abuse kind of energy for a long time. The moon is not the biggest aspect to it, but it's still there as Sedna stations direct. But then the next biggest aspect is that Venus is going to come up and square truth teller or shit stirrer Eris. And so this is kind of adding to that shake up energy of the week because we're still under this Aquarius new moon. Remember, the no moon phase lasts about 3 days. We don't really start to gain light. Let me have a look, in fact, at my moon app and I'll tell you. Oh, wrong app. Okay, so new moon is on the 9th. On the 10th, we're still under the new moon. On the 11th, we do move into waxing crescent. So as on Sunday, as we move into the moon gaining light, Venus squares off to Eris. And so it's all very that erratic kind of throw the apple in, things being shaken up. But as I said, it's expect the unexpected, and it could there could be both or all happening. Then late in the evening, the Pisces moon will square Vesta in Gemini and sextile Venus late at night. And that is not too bad at those aspects. Early on the 12th, let's move into Monday. Look forward to dreams on Sunday night because we've got the moon conjunct Neptune overnight. You can see that the moon's about to conjoin Neptune, will actually conjoin at 2:10 a.m. Eastern time. So for most of us, that should be a really dreamy night's sleep. I kind of love moon conjunct Neptune nights in Pisces, because that's when I get the most vivid and creative dreams. And to kind of add to that energy as we go into Monday morning, at 5:32 a.m., The moon comes up and sextiles Venus. So some of these dreams could be really creative. Some of these more challenging aspects are starting to separate. Things are getting a little bit less erratic just for a short while, because you wait till I bring you next week's forecast, which I will not forget because it's some big things going on. But then the moon will come up and will sextile Mars. Mars is at the last degree of Capricorn, and that is happening at 7:08 a.m. And Mars is coming up then to trine Sedna as Sedna leaves Taurus. And then Mars is going to move into Aquarius, but that's for next week because Mars moves into Aquarius and hits Pluto, but that's Tuesday. So I'll come back to that next week. I'm going to finish Monday morning, leave you with the moon will move into Aries at 8:25 a.m. on a Monday morning. The moon's gaining light. This is like time to take action on some of these innovative ideas that you've had. But honestly, guys, this is a very crazy week. And you know, I'm you know, even though it's hitting my chart exactly, and I did forget to do this, it's not necessarily a bad thing if you keep moving and moving that energy around and moving that electricity through your body and grounding it. And then maybe, you know, maybe doing morning pages to tune into the innovative and creative ideas that you're getting. Get them all down. You can work on them later. But it's exciting. It's butterflies everywhere. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. Does anybody else feel this? Some of it's like, I call it nerve excitement, because some of it feels like great things are happening, and then you suddenly listen to a podcast about the crazy things that are happening. I mean, I hadn't, maybe I'm naive, but I think I read a lot about everything, but I had never really thought about all these engineers in Silicon Valley that are creating these weird AI things and these virtual apples, virtual things. And planning this transhuman consciousness off the planet. I had no idea that they were doing massive amounts of psychedelics. Quite dangerous, in my opinion. That's the shadow of Aquarius. Okay. I'm going to pull your card for the week from the Tree Devia deck. I'll put the link below to get 10% off if you like this deck. So here's the book, Tree Devia, TRIDEVIA. It's black and gold and it's very shiny. It doesn't show up too well on Zoom, but anyway, I'm actually going to pull. Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to pull three cards, and that is very interesting. And you'll see why in a minute. Because this is an air. New moon, but I pulled wands, which is all fire, creativity and passion and drive and doing things. But I first pulled the King of Wands reversed. So this says, even though you're highly ambitious, make sure that the goals that you're pursuing are the ones that your heart truly wants and not just a projection of other people's dreams. The efforts that you're putting in should be for what you truly believe in and not just what is expected of you. You might be avoiding being a leader in some project. So here's the King of Wands reversed. But you shouldn't doubt yourself and accept the offer. So this says, I have ambition and a clear vision for my future. So it's actually quite a nice reversed card. And then. So that's going into the rest of the week, because yes, we didn't start at the beginning of the week. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel. I'm very human and very real on here. So anyway, Ace of Wands. So this really is saying you may feel, and this week I can see this. We're in the no moon. Everything's all erratic and things, and be okay with this. Because this says you may be lacking the initiative to go in a certain direction that you intended. Some ideas are on hold and you're looking for perfect timing. Remember that asking yourself what if will not get you anywhere. This is really about being okay within the kind of I'm not getting anywhere kind of thing. It's like when things are this kind of erratic, it's hard to kind of head off in a direction. However, the end week ends with the Two of Wands. So we get more fire, more wands. This looks like Vesta. Look, the candle in there below the ram. Do you see it below the fire of Aries? Anyway, this is there is a new possibility awaiting you. The world is ready for what you have to offer. However, you feel a bit hesitant about making a decision to move in a new direction. This is a reminder to be open and ready to step out of your comfort zone because great things are awaiting you, even if that means overcoming some challenges. Be brave and determined. So, the affirmation for the end of the week is I'm feeling determined and confident on the path to achieving my goals. So, overall, yes, it's rather a crazy week. Expect the unexpected. I've been on a call for quite a while and got straight off to do this. I wouldn't be surprised if I get off to upload this to YouTube and go and look at my phone and there's all kinds of weird headlines coming through, but it's going to be one of those kind of weeks. Very weird. Expect the unexpected. Expect to feel butterflies and restless and let that move around. But the ideas could be off the charts. So, well, much love to you. I will see you next week because it's a big week next week again. Bye.